Books on Tape presents The Real All-Americans, the team that changed a game, a people, a nation. By Sally Jenkins. Read by Don Leslie. Prologue. Two Fields. The game, like the country in which it was invented, was a rough, bastardized thing that jumped up out of the mud. What was football but barely legalized fighting? On the raw autumn Saturday of November 9th, 1912, it was no small reflection of the American character. The coach of the Carlisle Indian School, Glenn Scobie Pop Warner, strode up and down the aisles of the locker room, a Turkish trophy cigarette forked between his fingers. Warner, slab-faced and profane, wasn't one for speeches, unless cussing counted. But he was about to make an exception. The 22 members of the Carlisle team sat tense on rows of wooden benches, some of them laced up ankle-high leather cleats, thick-soled as jackboots. Others pulled up heavy football pants, which bagged around their thighs like shapeless quilts. They shrugged into bulky scarlet sweaters with flannel stuffed in the shoulders for padding. Flap-eared leather helmets sat on the benches next to them, stiff as picnic baskets. Often Warner was at a loss to inspire the Indians. He didn't claim to always understand their motives, the way he did those of other college men. And he had put his boot in their backsides on more than one occasion. Jim Thorpe could be especially galling. The 25-year-old Oklahoman from the Sauk and Fox tribe had a strange...